Unit 8. Life outside of work. Warming up. Now you will hear a broadcaster introduce a program, Life Outside of Work. Decide whether the following statements are T, true, F, false, or NG, not given, based upon the information you hear.
Ladies and gentlemen, Life Outside of Work is our daily television program for discovering the meaning of life. Mostly, we try to get people to think of life's purpose as being something other than related to work. We consider art, music, love, and more. And we try to develop and learn more about the passions that control our lives, such as the longing for love, the search for knowledge, and compassion for the suffering of others. Yes, such interests may not bring you money or status, but many people believe them to be among the essential ingredients of a rich and meaningful existence. A life spent only striving for money and status may not be considered meaningful in any way. Keep this in mind as you listen to our program, Life Outside of Work.
Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
1. You seem to be in the office all of the time. Don't you have a life outside of work?
Sure I do. I involve myself in many different fun activities. What I don't do much of, however, is looking after my husband and kids.
Question: what doesn't the woman make much time for?
Two. How is your life outside of work? Are things going all right at home?
No complaints. My wife has just had a baby, and I'm enjoying life as a new father with all its responsibilities.
Question: what has recently happened in the man's life?
3. I have a friend who earns a high salary but works all the time. I'm not like that, am I?
No, you don't need to worry. You do the most important thing in life. You always have time for your family. Maybe your friend misses out on that?
Question: what does the woman think about the man's friend?
4. My father is a man who knows what's important in life. He has a demanding job, but he still makes time for his children.
That's really very special. Most people with important jobs aren't able to do that.
Question: why is the girl's father special?
5. My work has forced me to eliminate all fun activities from my life. I can't even see my friends on the weekend.
That doesn't seem so bad. You have a good job, and you seem to be really happy with it. Who needs friends?
Question: what does the woman think about having friends?
6. Hey, I've heard that you've built your own house in your spare time. Is that right?
I'm still working on it. Every day I do a little bit more. It's a way to show I love my family.
Question: how does the man feel about his activity outside of work?
Seven. My life feels so empty. I have a good job with a good salary, but it doesn't make me as happy as it did in the old days.
I think you've come to discover that having a good job is not enough to create happiness. There's more to life than having a good job.
Question: according to the woman, why isn't the man happy?
8. What happened to that friend of yours who lived only for his job?
He's had a change of heart. He's become a very active volunteer in his community. He says it feels great to be contributing to our society.
Question: what makes his friend feel great? Nine. A recent poll said 70% to 80% of all college students are studying what they enjoy rather than what will get them work.
That's surprising. When I was young, only 25% of college students were studying what they enjoyed.
Question: what percentage of college students studied what they enjoyed when the man was young? 10. For years, I've tried to teach you that the most important thing in life is love, not money.
I don't think I've ever listened to you or Dad very much. I only cared about what my friends thought.
Question: what is the relationship between the two speakers?
11. Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
I had a dream that you wouldn't believe.
What was it about?
Get this. In my dream, I was at work.
Okay. Was there anything more to it?
No. I was just at work, doing the things I usually do. Paperwork, typing, and so on.
That sounds boring.
It was boring. But don't you see what this means? All I think about is work. It's all I do. And now I'm even dreaming about work. The dream really motivated me to develop outside interests.
Like what?
Well, like my love life. I haven't had a date in years. And I think it's high time I went out and found someone.
You aren't thinking about asking me, are you?
No, of course not. Your life is almost as boring as mine. I want to find someone really exciting. Someone with whom I can learn more about love and everything that's important in life.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What did the woman do in her dream? 2. What's wrong with the woman's life? 3. What interests does the woman want to develop? 4. What does the woman want to do next? 5. What does the woman think of the man?
11. Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. I made a big mistake. You see, ever since my junior middle school, I dreamed of becoming a businessman, working for a company, maybe even becoming the president of a corporation. It was all I thought about. And so I was never interested in studying classical music, art, or literature in school. I was more interested in things like accounting, subjects that would help me make big money. Well, after making my way through high school and university, I accomplished my dream. I became a businessman. In time, I may run my own company. But I'm not happy. Life is about more than work. I know this because my life is empty, and I have no understanding of the beautiful things in the world as I would have if I had studied art in school. I wish someone would have told me when I was young that there is more to life than just work.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What did the man want to become when he was a junior middle school student? 2. Which of the following is a subject the man enjoyed studying in school? 3. What does a man think will happen in the future? Four. How does he feel about his life? Five. What does the man wish he had done?
Understanding a movie speech. Task 1. Now listen to a speech from the movie Nixon and fill in the blanks according to what you hear.
Now, however, we look to the future. I remember something Theodore Roosevelt wrote when his first wife died in his 20s. He thought the light had gone from his life forever. But he went on, and he not only became president, but as next president, he served his country, always in the arena, tempestuous, strong, sometimes right, sometimes wrong. But he was a man. And as I leave, that's an example I think all of us should remember. See, we think sometimes when things happen that don't go the right way, we think that when someone dear to us dies, when we lose an election, or when we suffer a defeat, that all is ended. Not true. It's only a beginning, always. Because the greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes when you're really tested, when you take some knocks, some disappointments, when sadness comes, because only if you've been in the deepest valley can you ever know how magnificent it is to be on the highest mountain. So, I say to you on this occasion, we leave proud of the people who have stood by us and worked for us and served this government and this country. We want you to continue to serve in government if that is what you wish. Remember, always give your best. Never get discouraged. Never be petty. Always remember, others may hate you, but those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. And then you destroy yourself. And so we leave with high hopes and good spirits and with deep humility. And I say to each and every one of you, not only will we always remember you, but always you will be in our hearts. And you will be in our prayers.
Speaking.
Model dialogues.
Size.
Good afternoon. What can I do for you?
I'd like to have some pictures taken.
Certainly. Which kind would you like to have? Ordinary or fine art?
Ordinary.
What size?
6 inches, please.
Do you want full length or half length? Standing or sitting?
I'd like them taken with me standing. Full length, please.
Color.
Good afternoon, miss. What can I do for you?
I'd like to have a look at the dresses.
We have several styles in the latest fashion. Which do you prefer?
May I try this one on?
Is pink okay for you?
Do you have other colors?
Yes, we also have it in white, red, and green.
I'll try the white one, please.
Here you are. Miss, this way, please.
Shape.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy a birthday cake for my girlfriend.
We have 3 sizes, small, medium, and large. Which would you prefer?
The size doesn't matter much, but I want something special. Do you have a birthday cake, in the shape of a rose?
I'm afraid we don't. How about this heart-shaped one?
That's good. I'll take it.
Materials. 1.
Good morning, madam. What can I do for you?
I want to buy an evening dress.
Some of these are made of silk, but we have other kinds as well.
The dark blue taffeta feels good.
Absolutely, and I think it will suit you wonderfully.
2.
Morning, sir. Can I help you?
I'd like to see your necklaces.
What do you have in mind? These are our new styles.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to have a look at the second one on the right.
Here you are. It's 18 karat gold with diamonds. It's beautiful.
Listening and speaking. Story retelling.
Task 1. Now you will hear a story. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks while listening. Working people frequently ask retired people what they do to make their days interesting. You might like to hear what I did last week. I went to the store the other day, but I was only inside for about 5 minutes. When I came out, there was a city cop writing out a parking ticket. I went up to him and said, "Come on, buddy, how about giving a guy a break?" He ignored me and continued writing the ticket. I called him a Nazi. He glared at me and started writing another ticket for having worn tires. So I called him a rude name. He finished writing the second ticket and put it on the windshield with the first. Then he started writing a third ticket. This went on for about 20 minutes. The more I abused him, the more tickets he wrote. I didn't care. My car was parked around the corner. I try to have a little fun each day. It's important at my age. Homework. Language Sense Enhancement. Task 1. Try the following tongue twister.
A twister of twist once twisted a twist. The twist that he twisted was a three-twisted twist. If in twisting a twist one twist should untwist, the untwisted twist would untwist the twist.
Task 2. Recite the following sayings. To know the pains of power, we must go to those who have it. To know its pleasure, we must go to those who are seeking it. The pains of power is real, its pleasures imaginary. Charles Caleb Colton. The important thing in life is to have a great aim and the determination to attain it. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Supplementary listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose a best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Mike, would you tell us something about higher education in the U.S., please?
Okay. Most American university students study for 4 years or more to get a college degree. During this time, they are called undergraduate students. When a student completes his course, he earns a bachelor's degree that will help him find a job. Many students postpone finding jobs. They stay at university and work for a higher degree. Other students take a job for a few years, then they quit working, and they resume studying at the university. These students work to earn higher degrees, a master's degree, or a doctorate. They are called graduate students. Graduate students specialize in a particular field of study. They study to become experts in their field and to learn about new advances while they earn an MA or PhD. They hope that when they get their graduate degrees, they will succeed in finding interesting jobs with good salaries. The life of a graduate student is often difficult. They are usually too busy studying. Often, they have to pay high tuition fees. Some give up studying before they get their degrees, but most keep on working at their studies until they graduate. In today's world, most graduate students don't regret spending time on their studies. They are finding that things are changing very fast. New developments are occurring in all fields. For many, graduate study has become a necessity.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. How many years do most American university students study for a bachelor's degree? 2. What are students who study at the university to earn higher degrees called? 3. What kinds of jobs do graduate students hope to find? 4. What is the life of a graduate student like? 5. In today's world, what do most graduate students think about spending time on their studies? Task 2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. For a long time, Dr. Jackson had wanted to get a permanent job in a certain big modern hospital, and at last he was successful. He was appointed to the position that he wanted, and he and his wife moved into a new house. The day after they moved in, however, some beautiful flowers were delivered with a note which said, "In deepest sympathy." Naturally, Dr. Jackson was annoyed to receive such a note, and he telephoned the shop which had sent the flowers to find out what the note meant. When the owner of the shop heard what had happened, he apologized to Dr. Jackson for having made the mistake. "But what really worries me," he added, "is that the flowers that should have gone to you were sent to a funeral with a card that said, 'Congratulations on your new position.'"
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What did Dr. Jackson succeed in doing? 2. Why was he annoyed when he received the flowers? 3. What did Dr. Jackson do after receiving the flowers? 4. Who made the mistake? 5. Where were Dr. Jackson's flowers sent to?
Task 3. Now listen to a VOA special English report and fill in the blanks while listening.
Many companies provide earnings guidance. They tell their shareholders how much they expect to earn in the future. Often, companies report expected earnings for each 3-month period. Earnings are usually measured in terms of earnings per share, that is, the amount of earnings divided by the number of shares in a company. Companies usually have millions, even thousands of millions of shares. So even earnings per share of 1 cent can add up to a lot of money. But not everyone supports the idea of earnings guidance. First of all, some say the pressure to report earnings growth can lead to dishonest reporting. One example they point to is the case of the failed energy trading company Enron. Its 2 former leaders, Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling, are currently on trial in Houston, Texas. They are charged with letting company officers make false business deals to give the appearance of earnings growth. They deny any wrongdoing. Companies are under pressure to report growth. It can increase the price of their shares. Stock prices largely show how much investors are willing to pay for growth over time. But another reason many experts dismiss quarterly earnings guidance is that companies are often wrong. In fact, most official statements from companies include a warning that it might be a forward-looking statement. In other words, a statement about the future. It means the company should not be held responsible if the statement is wrong because something unexpected happens. At the end of 2002, the Coca-Cola company announced a decision to stop giving quarterly or even yearly earnings guidance. The investor Warren Buffett is believed to have influenced that decision. Since then, a number of large companies have moved away, at least from quarterly guidance. They include AT&T, McDonald's, Ford, and Motorola. Some experts see no reason to stop. They say the pressure for growth will remain because stock market analysts will continue to estimate earnings for large companies. They say investors would have less information about smaller ones. Critics say earnings guidance supports short-term business thinking, but others say ending it could give the appearance that a company is trying to hide bad news.